Good morning. We're continuing Chayal Mechus Shabbos. We're learning the Lacha Zablisha, Klal Yutes. I want to point out that Rosh Hashem, the next year will be starting the Lacha Zablisha. And again, requesting if you have anybody you think would benefit from listening to this shiur, please invite them to join. Just a few last areas we want to touch on and clarify some points. If a person wants to mix together a thin mixture together with a thick mixture, so we mentioned this idea that the Bir Lacha and the Chazanish spoke about the idea that when the liquid is being added and it's thinning out the mixture, that's not called Lisha, that's called the opposite of Lisha. The Bir Lacha understood that concept. Adding oil to a mixture of, let's say, eggs and oil, which was mixed before Shabbos, adding more oil thins it, so it's not going to be a problem of Lisha. So if when the person adds the thin mixture to the thick mixture, he's thinning the thick mixture, and at the same time, he's also thickening the thin mixture. So in that situation, a person should follow the shinuyim of Lisha, changing the order, and doing a shinuy in the process of stirring it, mixing it, stirring it. Chazal asked, a person takes eggs, and a person wants to whip them up with a whisk. So he whisks the eggs, so you beat them quickly, and they get some air inside of them, and the volume increases, and they use it when you're making different types of foods, etc. So a person cannot do that. This retrieve of a kayach of stirring something vigorously or whisking it, because the Mir Lacher understands, the Bishop understands it, because it looks like lush. It approximates the process of lush. Person would want to make mayonnaise on Shabbos by hand. So mayonnaise, a person takes oil and eggs and beats them, adding in some other ingredients, some garlic, etc. The result is a blila raka. But the process would require one to do trifa, so a person cannot do trifa b'kayach. If a person doesn't do trifa b'kayach, he, since it's a blila raka, he would have to do the process in a way which is different than usual, but it's going to be mutter. Arguably, if the person adds in only liquids, there shouldn't be any yisr at all. This is just taking the liquids and they solidify. There might be a problem of moilid. You're converting this from liquid form to a semi-solid form. There'd be a problem of moilid, so a person should avoid doing that. Person forgot to add the wine to the heroisis from before the Seder. So Lisha is not also on Yom Tov. So if it's a case where it's not Friday night, it's not doing it on Shabbos, so a person can add the wine into the dry ingredients of the heroisis, and there'd be no problem. If a person forgot to add the wine and it's Friday night, and he wants to add the wine into the heroisis, there's going to be at least a problem. You're adding the liquid in. So a person should do it in a blila raka. It should be enough wine which is added that it becomes thinned out, as opposed to adding it in a case where it's thick. And if the person wants to stir it, they prepare to stir it with a shinui of the stirring and the stirring process. Putting granola into yogurt, crushing pieces of little granola, adding them into yogurt. So a thick yogurt will function similar to what we said with the idea of mayonnaise, that it doesn't really mix, it just sits there. So it just sits there, so there's no problem in the first stage. And the only problem is the second stage. Even a thick yogurt, many times when you start to stir it, it becomes more thin. The liquid which is there absorbs back in to the yogurt and thins out, so it'll be a blila raka. So it's a blila raka, as a person would have the etza by blila raka of doing a sheening in the Seder, and doing a shinui and how you mix it, and that's going to be mutter. a person is making, let's say, adding, let's say, cocoa into milk, and a person is trying to make chocolate milk. And sometimes what happens is it clumps together, and you have these little clumps, which when you continue to stir them, they thin out and become a liquid. So the Chazon Ish is concerned about that. However, Ramosha and others are not concerned about that, that since your goal is to finally make it into a real liquid, you then not intend to try and make it. That's not considered a process of Lisha when you do that first stage. So these are some examples where Lisha comes up. Obviously, there are many. A person should be aware of it. And with this, we will conclude our series on the topic of Lisha and move on to the Malacha of Bishul in the next shir, and have a good day.